welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we'll continue and conclude this message today that I've been sharing the last several days on the man of God that is described in the 13th chapter of 1 Kings. And we see that he was obedient to fulfill the message the Lord had given him. And then there is an old prophet who persuades him, who lies to him, to come and have a meal with him. And I like to start reading now in verse 19. So he, that's the man of God, went back with him and did eat bread in himself and drank water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water. Thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchres of thy father. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. So this is an amazing story. What we see is a true servant of God giving into temptation and self-deception. First, you remember, he refused, but obviously he was tired and hungry, and that was, you know, it was a stressful mission to have to go to the king of Israel and give this rather unpleasant prophetic word. Perhaps he was even upset at the gifts the king that he had denied. Remember, the king had offered him a reward. And so the devil took advantage of his physical weakness. He was finally persuaded to turn aside from the specific revealed will of God and obey the word of a man. His temptation was great, but he had had a revelation of God and his way was perfectly clear. What a fatal error to be false to the divine command and to be turned aside by the private interpretations of man, no matter how good they may seem. This is really a sobering lesson for us that if we are very definitely impressed by the Lord to do something, we must not be persuaded to listen to anyone else who might countermand that. For example, as Paul said, he said, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. And, you know, we can't help but wonder that the man of God must have been conscious that his conduct was contradicting the deeper conviction of his soul. You know, the Word of God does tell us, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. John 4:1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because there are many false prophets gone out into the world. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23 and verse 16, it speaks of prophets who would, I'm quoting, make you vain by ministering to the lusts of the flesh. They speak a vision of their own heart. There is one mark by which we may know them, and that is lightness. That is Jeremiah 23 and 32. They have little reverence for the word of God. The word says, Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. And as I shared in verse 24, after he left the old prophet, a lion met him, and he was killed by that lion. And it says the lion just stood by the carcass of the prophet. And so we see the man of God's disobedience cost him his life. And it was the end, basically, of his testimony for God. Now, this is not, you know, a message you get all happy and excited about, but it is in the Word of God. And beloved, it should be a reminder to us that our lives, we may be serving the Lord and we love God, but our lives are full of temptation, and especially for the servants of the Lord. Those who have a commission from God, those who are in leadership, only the Lord knows the testings and trials, the strategies that the enemy would try to put in the way of God's servants. Now, let's look at verses 25 through 28. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. You know, in one regard, that obviously is, that's a supernatural sign. We're talking a wild beast, and, you know, an animal, especially a lion, if they kill, they are interested in satisfying their appetite. And yet, the Lord did not allow this lion to in any way touch or eat the prophet. And now in verse 26, the word says, and when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. And this old prophet, he was speaking in the name of the Lord. He prophesied, you're not going to come to the sepulchres of your father in peace. You won't die there. And so in verse 27, he spake unto his son, saying, saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found his carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. Well, that's another rather supernatural sign. Imagine that. He didn't even attack the donkey. And so it says, verse 29, the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God, laid it upon the ass, brought it back, and the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake to his son, saying, when I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, which shall surely come to pass. And so he's a strange contradiction. He does remind you of Balaam, where he was, you know, he did lead Israel astray, and yet he was called and anointed of God. Now, let's look at what verse 33 says, after this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin unto the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. And for those of you who've been with me these several days, if you recall, the word of the Lord was fulfilled 300 years later. The prophet Ahijah had come and spoken and said that there would be a man, Josiah, who would be born, who would burn bones upon that altar. And so the word of the Lord was fulfilled, even though it was hundreds of years later. So what can we learn from this? Well, we see definitely a penalty for disobedience. Now, we are under grace, beloved. But as we learn from this example, that in this case, it resulted in his death, the disobedience. And we see that throughout the Old Covenant. Now, we are under the New Covenant of grace, and that may or may not result in death. You know, for example, this is a New Testament situation where Ananias and Sapphira lied unto the Holy Ghost, and they both fell dead. That was in the early church. That's New Testament. So it's not a light thing to disobey the Lord or to do anything that would, you know, be unrighteous, that would discredit his name. And also, the sad part is about the testimony of the prophet, the man of God. As he was killed, it, in a way, would seem to invalidate his prophetic warning. It discredited his testimony. And so there was a great seriousness in it. That's why the Lord was so strong to advise him very specifically, don't eat bread, don't drink water, don't go back the way you came, you know, go. But he, for whatever reasons, we don't know, the scripture doesn't declare what was going on in his soul. Nonetheless, he paid a dear price for not obeying the word of the Lord and being true to the word God had given him. Well, as we bring this broadcast to a close, let me just say a prayer and just ask the Lord for wisdom and protection, that none of us, that we would learn from this lesson from Scripture, and we would not be led astray by any false voices or by deception or deceit. Father, we just pray, Lord, as we listen to your word, as an exhortation to obedience and righteousness. Lord, everyone that's listening, Lord, we want to obey you. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be deluded. So, Father, we pray for divine protection, as well as our faces to be set as a flint upon the things of God, that we will determine always to the very best of our ability to obey you and to not let anything come into our pathway that would detour us or divert us. Father, we just thank you for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, this was, we don't often go into the Old Testament, but I trust you were blessed by the scripture I shared and by the passage of this man of God. And I invite you to tune in next time. We'll see what the Lord has for us. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. Please do share your prayer requests. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.